couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?
All right, Celtics fans, we are back with another episode of Boston Celtics Game Day Recap. I'm your host, Guy DiPosito, and these Celtics beat the Trailblazers 121-99. They are the first team in the NBA to reach 50 wins on the season. They are 50-14 on the season. Unbelievable form so far. Gonna follow today's podcast a little bit different. Frankly, there are no real negatives to take from today's game. So we're going to run through play of the game. We'll run through some of the highs, and we'll just wrap up with standings updates. But to get things started here, really want to give some love to Sam Hauser. Sam Hauser, end of the night, 22 points, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block. This is a game, both of the Jays were great, and we'll talk about them, or we're solid. I can't say great, but we're solid in this one. But it was Peyton Pritchard and Sam Hauser for me that really played well in this game. Sam Hauser, believe it was a season high for him, 22 points, 6 of 10 from 3, 8 of 12 from the field. Sam Hauser played 32 minutes and was really good for pretty much every single second of that. Was a team high plus 20 in his 32 minutes. And again, doing exactly what you want him to go out there and do. Shoot, let the ball fly. Let it fly. Really good overall game from him. But honestly, Peyton Pritchard right there with him. Again, this is a game, no Kristaps Porzingis, no Jrue Holiday. Peyton Pritchard and Al Horford get put into that starting lineup. And honestly, give a lot of credit to Joe Mazzulla on that one. Because we've seen games where Jrue Holiday or Derek White have missed games. And they move Sam Hauser into the starting lineup. Peyton Pritchard, this is his homecoming. Back in Portland, kind of had a feeling that he was going to go off, do his thing, and he did exactly that. 30 minutes tonight, 11 points, a team high, 8 rebounds, and tied for a team high with 8 assists with 0 turnovers. Peyton Pritchard, the only thing that he didn't really do well in this game was shoot. He was 1-for-4 from 3. Outside of that, 5-11 from the field, you'll take it. The rebounding and assists, unbelievable. One of the things, and I'll give him a ton of credit for this, Peyton Pritchard is so good at getting into the heart of the defense. He will get to that free throw line. He'll get to the rim and not always finish at the rim, but find the right guy. He is a willing and able passer, but he's also a guy that can get into the heart of the defense and kind of rip you apart. And we saw a lot of guys get really wide open shots tonight because of his ability to get downhill. So really great game from Peyton Pritchard in this one. But outside of that, honestly, you got really good contributions from a lot of people. Both of the Jays, really solid overall games, 26 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists for Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown, 27 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. This was a game where everybody in the starting lineup moved the ball. Al Horford had the least amount of assists with 4 out of that starting group. Again, Tatum, Pritchard with 8, Derek White, Jaylen Brown out both with 5. So really good ball movement game for this Celtics team. Both the Jays, again, scored, rebounded, moved the ball. The only thing that really wasn't there was the efficiency. Jaylen Brown, 45% from the field. You know, overall, it's not horrible. Jason Tatum, 39%, rough. Again, neither of them are good. You're not like you can settle with 45. Anything sub 40 from the field is definitely a tough shooting night. So Jason Tatum, it is what it is. He contributed a lot elsewhere, right? Again, I'm not gonna say that's a huge negative here. I think at one point, Jaylen Brown, you know, really went out and did everything. He had 27 points after the third. Didn't really come into the game, into the fourth quarter, until I think like 4 or 5 minutes left. And honestly, at that point, the game was pretty much wrapped. Got pulled not too much longer after that, frankly. Jason Tatum had a little bit of time in that fourth quarter to play catch-up. Had 17 points after the third, so contributed another 9 in the first, you know, 5 or 6 minutes that Jaylen Brown was not in the game in that fourth quarter. But honestly, it was kind of more shot chucking than anything. Wasn't super efficient in this one. But he still went out there and rebounded and moved the ball really well. He saw the gravity that he was bringing, recognized the doubles, kicked out of it. Overall, solid game from both of them. Al Horford, 11 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, a steal, 3 blocks. I didn't even mention this, Derek White. Derek White, 3 blocks. Haven't talked about him yet either. I guess we'll start with Al Horford, but unbelievable first quarter. Didn't really do a whole lot after that. Had 9 points after the first quarter. He had 3 straight threes. He was 3 of 3 overall from beyond the arc in this game, all of them coming in the first quarter. So really good start for Al Horford. I don't know, maybe Father Time is catching up with those 10:30 start games. I personally hate them as well. But we move on. I'm exhausted. Just as Al Horford seemed to be later on in this game. But honestly, like defensively, I thought he was great. Offensively, he didn't do a whole lot after that first. But then again, neither did Derek White. And when you look at the impact that he made in this game, it was more so felt on the defensive end. Derek White, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists. So it's not like he was a negative as far as, you know, offense goes. But 2 steals, 3 blocks for Derek White. The guy is just an absolute block machine. He is so damn good on the defensive end. And showed it tonight. Really good game overall from him. But honestly, again, not really it. Luke Kornet, very, very good game last game. Comes back tonight. Another really solid performance. 6 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 blocks on 3 of 3 from the field. The one part that I find a little bit, I wouldn't say frustrating, I wouldn't say interesting, but we're kind of going back and forth here with Luke Kornet and Xavier Tillman. We saw Xavier Tillman, no Luke Kornet, and then we saw Luke Kornet, no Xavier Tillman. Now we're back to another game, Luke Kornet, no Xavier Tillman. I don't know if it's strictly matchups based. This seems like a game where Tillman probably could have done fine against a guy like Ayton. I'd say he's more athletic than what you're getting with Luke Kornet. However, Luke Kornet went out and did his thing. Thought he played really well in this game. But honestly, everyone kind of did. You know, Celtics scored 121 points. They had 34 assists on 49 makes. 15 of 40 from 3, 38%. You'll take that, right? The Celtics offensively did everything. And then again, they held the Portland Trailblazers to just 99. So really, really good overall game for the Celtics team. Not a whole lot of negatives to take from it. You got contributions pretty much everywhere, up and down the lineup. It was fun getting to see Delano Benton play for the Trailblazers. He's been playing pretty well since that transition. But overall, take this. 3 turnovers as a team. Love to see it. They got out in transition, 23 fast break points. We outscored them 60-44 in the paint. Every stat you can throw out there, the Celtics beat the Trailblazers in. Really good overall game. And honestly, you didn't really let anybody on the Trailblazers really destroy the Celtics. DeAndre Ayton, great game, 22-15. So, I mean, I guess if anything, you could say he kind of beat you up. But outside of him, I think the Celtics defended everyone pretty well. Simons, next leading scorer with 17 points. He was 6 of 18 from the field. Not great, right? 3 of 9 from 3, not great. Forcing him into tough shots. It's the reason we held him to 99 points. So great overall game for this Celtics team. I do want to pivot, talk a little bit about the standings. Before we do that, though, I want to take a quick break for a word from our sponsors.
If you're looking to buy or sell in the near future, meet Deb Burke, your trusted realtor at Compass Real Estate, serving Massachusetts and New Hampshire. With a passion for finding dream homes, Deb is committed to making your real estate journey a breeze. Whether you're buying or selling, Deb's got your back. Reach out today at 978-930-4621 or email deb.burke@compass.com to start your next chapter. Let's turn your real estate dreams into reality.
Are you tired of insurance options that leave you feeling lost in the dark? Look no further than Joe Lyman of Brightway Insurance. Joe goes above and beyond to find the perfect coverage for you. So whether it's homeowners, renters, car, commercial, or even pet insurance, Joe will make sure you're protected where and when it matters most. Contact Joe at joe.lyman@brightwayinsurance.com today and let him brighten your path to peace of mind. So whether you're driving, working out, or just relaxing, make sure to check out Joe Lyman at Brightway Insurance. Brightway Insurance, your beacon in the world of insurance. Hey, Boston Celtics fans, are you ready to experience the thrill of an epic game at the TD Garden? Look no further than SeatGeek, your go-to source for the best Celtics tickets in town. With SeatGeek, finding the perfect seats to catch all the Celtics action has never been easier. From courtside to the nosebleeds, they've got it all, and they've got it at the best prices. Plus, they even rate every deal on a scale of 1 to 10 to help you find the best value. But here's the deal. When you use the special promo code VSN, you'll get an exclusive discount. So why pay more when you can use VSN and save on your Boston Celtics tickets? All right. So Celtics, first team in the NBA to hit 50 wins on the season. We are 64 games into the season, and the Celtics still have an 8.5-game lead over the Milwaukee Bucks for second place. We are 8-2 in our last 10. Cleveland lost tonight as well. They are now 9.5 games back, and it just gets worse after that. New York Knicks in fourth place, 13 games back. So Celtics are just lapping the rest of the Eastern Conference at this point. And honestly, same thing goes for the Western Conference. 45-19 for the Thunder. So another 5-game lead over them as well. Celtics are doing pretty good. Pretty good. 11 points is as their scoring differential. Best in the league by far. The next closest in the Eastern Conference is Cleveland at +4. That is a 7.1-point difference in the scoring differential. Really, really solid overall performance from them this entire year. It's incredible how well they're playing. It deserves to be recognized. So really good overall from them. Celtics right now are 2-2 over their 5-game road stand. The final game is, I guess, depending, probably tonight. You're listening to this on Tuesday, I would assume. The Celtics at Jazz. So that's the final game of this road trip. Right now they're 2-2. Love to walk away over 500, right? Give the Celtics a little bit of time. They have Wednesday off, go into a nice Thursday game in TD against Phoenix. It's going to be a good, tough matchup there. But you'd love to walk into it with a 3-game winning streak, right? Continue to build that, I guess, record against the Western Conference here, because it is something the Celtics have kind of struggled with. But again, Jazz, not the best team in the Western Conference, right? 28-36. So Celtics have a really good opportunity to pull something else off here. They did, again, sit Kristaps Porzingis, Andrew Holiday in this one. Joe was asked about it before the game. Doesn't seem to think that either of them are serious injuries that are going to be holding guys out for longer. So who knows? Maybe both of them are back for that game. I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case, especially with Porzingis. Al Horford presumably sitting tomorrow against the Jazz because it's the second night of a back-to-back. I would expect Porzingis to be back for that one. So we'll see. And if not, Celtics rely a little bit more on Cornette and Tillman. Get to see, you know, extended minutes with regular rotation guys, see how that goes prior to playoffs. Wouldn't be upset about seeing that either. I think it's still a really good opportunity for the Celtics to squeak out a win and get regular rotational guys, playoff rotational guys, serious minutes. So overall, that's where we're going to wrap things up. Great win for the Celtics. Didn't really have many negatives to talk about here. The Celtics continue to steamroll the rest of the NBA and look to continue that tomorrow against the Jazz. Have a great night, Celtics fans. We'll talk soon. You couldn't help it. I know you felt it. Green and white, white and green. Who are we, the Celtics? Who are we, the Celtics?